Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This is the Adam Carriker Show.
Position right of the quarterback, out of the shotgun, first and 20. Jailbreak screen in the air. It is tipped. It is intercepted by Carriker at the Missouri 21-yard line.
Live from the heart of Lincoln, America, 8-year NFL vet and All-American defensive lineman, Adam Carriker.
Shotgun snap to Everett. He's got the left arm going, and now he's got a whole lot of Adam Carriker who rips him down inside the 25-yard line.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Here is your host, Adam Carriker.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. First of all, welcome to construction in the city of Lincoln. They're out there working hard. They're trying to do their jobs. Jake, don't hate on those people, all right?
I try not to.
I tried not to as I was driving into the ticket today as well. I did a really good job.
Did you see him working? You usually don't see him out there.
What? Wow. What is it? Bad news, Bach? Is that what you dug yourself the other day? Yeah. Bad news, Bach. Striking early and often. Admittedly, I saw a lot of gigantic vehicles, but only one worker, and he looked rather peeved, if I'm being honest with you. But I digress. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome into the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. We are back in full swing. 4 days a week. Well, three this week because I was coming back from vacation. But typically going forward, 4 days a week, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central Time. Grab your lunch. Come join us. Jake, can you do the intro at this point?
No, absolutely not.
No? Can you try? I just want to hear you try.
No, I cannot. I'm sorry. I get it. Maybe on Friday after you do it today, but after Wednesday gap, I can't remember.
Oh, the Wednesday gap and the 2 weeks off for me?
Yeah.
All right. Hopefully I'm not too rusty here, but welcome into the Adam Carriker Show, the show that gives you unique insight, unbridled honesty, and producer Jake, Bad News Bach, and I are going to have a whole lot of fun in the process. You know what you're going to get. Jake, what are you going to get? Come on, you got it.
Unbridled opinion, honesty. No, I don't remember.
Well, I already talked about some of that. You're going to hear Husker sports, college football, and sports in general. Unique insight, unbridled honesty. Producer Jake and I are going to have a lot of fun in the process. Loaded show. Isn't it always, though?
It is.
Like, when I say that, for the listeners out there, am I full of BS, or is it, like, legit? I've got all this stuff. I've got all these screenshots, all these, like, this is for today, by the way. Not very well organized. It's like my fifth grade desk all over again, but I know where everything's at.
Like, there's, like, two pins attached to the back.
That's holding some of the stuff in place. All right, I love my wife dearly. Maybe she's listening, maybe she's not. She is very organized. You walk into our house, you know where she's been. You walk into our house, you also know where I've been. But she comes through sometimes and she organizes my part of the house, which to me then becomes insanely disorganized because I don't know where anything's at. She does. It's like unorganized chaos, kind of like raising kids. Unorganized, or was it supposed to be organized chaos? No, yeah. With me, it's unorganized chaos is what it is. All right, but truly, there's always so much stuff to talk about. There's always so much news, so much content, so much stuff for us to speak about. Really have a hard time getting it in 2 hours. Is that that's the legit truth, is it not right?
Absolutely.
All right. So we got Archie Wilson. If you weren't a fan of this kid before, and I have a little bit of a cheat code because, and I've talked about this before, so I'll just go ahead and say it. Mike Eckler was the guy when I was at the Husker games who was like, we're excited about the punter who's coming, and his eyes got wide. Like, really wide. He's like, don't say anything. So I would hint around the bush at it, but I think it's the first time I've ever actually said it. I think at this point, the cat's out of the bag, right? Like, people know Archie's coming. He's going to be, you know, probably our punter. Mike's probably involved with this. So the cat's been out of the bag, so I feel like I can say it. But Mike was the one who's like, Adam, we got this kid who's coming from Australia. He's like, don't say anything, which is why I didn't. And his eyes were just huge. Now people are starting to understand why. So we're going to play the clip. It's gone viral. It's gone internationally viral, being a guy from Australia. Raw emotion at the podium. How do you not love a guy like this? How do you not love the raw honesty, the raw emotion, the raw passion? People forget. These are still human beings. Not names and faces that you can cut, delete, and trade on a video game. I mean, you can do those things. But these are real human beings outside of that thing that goes on your Xbox or PS5. So we got that clip. All right, Mike Eckler talking about Archie Wilson, which is another clip. And then we've got Mike Eckler just being Mike Eckler. I mean, so when you play the Mike Eckler, purely Mike Eckler press conference, what we dub it, the entertaining press conference clip?
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you to pause multiple times during the clip, which I don't think I've ever actually had you do before. So we're going to talk about all those things. Also, a list came out recently of the preseason top freshmen in the Big Ten. We have two of the top preseason freshmen in the Big Ten, but also who stood out? Who should we expect things from? Who's kind of under the radar? Who hasn't been talked about enough yet? Who's been talked about? So who are some of the top freshmen we expect to make an impact and or at least play a decent amount of time for Nebraska this fall? And Jake, I know you saw this. Came out about 48 hours ago. As you mentioned, we have the Wednesday gap. So it's our first show in 48 hours. One of our best buddies from On Three, you know, because Matt Rhule believes in a 40-team playoff. That guy, all right, the same guy came out with the top 12 blue bloods in college football. You saw this, I'm sure, right?
Yeah.
Nebraska's not on the top 12.
Yeah.
So every blue blood list I've seen for years, every year, it's eight teams, and it's the same eight teams. And every year, I look to see if Nebraska is still on there. Because at some point, hopefully we start winning, and then that I don't have to start looking to see if we're going to stay on there. But at some point, if we don't start winning, people are going to start taking us off. And every year, we're still on there. But according to Pete Thamel, right? That's, yeah. According to him, not only are we not one of the top eight blue bloods, we're not one of the top 12. So, again, loaded show. Lots of stuff to talk about. Hour one of the Adam Carriker Show is sponsored by Hamilton Telecommunications, bringing you the latest in quality technology and communication services since 1901. Learn more about their residential and business services at HamiltonTel.com. Again, that's Hamilton Telecommunications. It's HamiltonTel.com. You know what dawned on me? Gone for 2 weeks, went on vacation. Never once talked about anything from our vacation or anything that we did. And we obviously, we don't spend a ton of time on this. But what kind of prompted that was the shirt I'm wearing today. Okay, so if you can't see it, first of all, my favorite animal is a bald eagle. It just is, ever since I was a kid. Lion number two, bald eagle number one. But it's a Patriot at the Worlds of Fun. Roller coaster ride at the Worlds of Fun in Kansas City. And I was like, man, first of all, I just like the shirt, so I wore it. And I was like, we didn't even talk about this. So, and we won't spend a ton of time on this. We don't want to bore the folks to death, just a little bit. My parents came in town for a week-long visit. They do that once a year. Kids had a blast. It's always fun to see them come, always sad to see them go, because we know probably won't see them again for another year, typically. So that was the first week. A lot of good times. All right. And my parents, you know, they kind of got these games and these card games. You ever heard of a game called Oh Heck card game? Most people haven't. In fact, my son goes, does anybody else on planet Earth play this except the characters? I was like, probably not. But my parents have, you know, that Oh Heck game is something I learned as a kid, that my parents were taught as a kid. And it's something that now my kids, now that grandma and grandpa are gone, they keep wanting to play. So maybe that's something that'll carry on for generations. You know, a silly little card game, but things like that sticking around are kind of cool. And then the last week, we had a couple days of a staycation. I'm a firm believer in a staycation. Because sometimes you go on a vacation and then you need your actual vacation from your vacation. So we took a few days of staycation. And then we didn't do anything crazy this year. You know, we went to New York over Christmas. That was a blast. A lot of walking, a lot of tourism type stuff. Obviously went to the bowl game. That is not a cheap penny. But we went to Kansas City, spent a couple of days there. Went to Worlds of Fun, roller coaster rides, Oceans of Fun. All right, water park. And the interesting part, well, I want to get your take on this. And the folks that are listening, what's the text line there, Jake?
402-464-5685.
Do you think that number will ever change?
It will never change.
Ever. Like never. 50 years from now. It'll still be the same. And I'll still be asking you what the number is, right?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
hey, if we're still around in 50 years, we're doing something right. Or we're broken, we're doing something wrong. One or the other. Hopefully it's because we're doing something right. We simply just want to be here, which we do right now. So I want to know if people, how people feel about roller coasters. Do people like roller coasters? No. Not watching them or watching others. Like, you will go spend a day at a roller coaster park and you enjoy it. Not you're suffering through it or you're doing it for your friends and family, like me. Like, you actually enjoy it. I want to know what the fine folks have to say on the text line. Let me know when they text them. What are your thoughts on roller coaster rides and spending a day at a roller coaster park and doing it all day? Is that something you've done, you do, you enjoy, and you'll do again?
Well, it's kind of funny because my last trip to Worlds of Fun, my wife is not from around here, so I was going to show her. Yeah, this is the kind of the park that Nebraskans often drive to. It's kind of the closest big giant roller coasters we can get to. And so I pulled up there without even really even thinking about it. I was like, everybody likes roller coasters, right? And then she would told me, like, yeah, I'm really not going to do many of the rides. I thought, well, you know what, to be honest with you, I used to love roller coasters, but I got to a certain age, my stomach doesn't hold them around so much. I was like, well, I was really kind of taking you here. This wasn't really my idea. So we ended up leaving and going to a concert. To that point, I loved roller coasters as a kid. I just got to a certain age where it just started bothering me physically a little bit more, and so I don't enjoy them as much. I love that first drop on the Mamba, so I do want to go back and get in there to do that, but I think it's more about like how many times I could ride a roller coaster at this point. Might just be a handful rather than getting in line over and over and over again.
So the Patriot was the favorite one. I didn't do it the first day, so we actually the first day was all roller coasters. Then day two is supposed to be Oceans of Fun. If you've ever been to Water World in Denver, and then you go to Oceans of Fun in Kansas City, Water World is way better. So admittedly, Oceans of Fun was fun, but about halfway through the day, it's like, well, we've done all of it. And then the kids wanted to go back to the roller coaster, which I was not thrilled about, to be honest with you. I've come a long ways with roller coasters. I will actually do them and somewhat enjoy them, kind of. Versus I used to just freak out and object and freak out, and maybe I'd do it, but then I'd freak out, or I just wouldn't do it, and then I'd be mad because I'm a competitor and I don't like not doing something that everyone else is doing. So it was a real terrible conundrum for me. I've gotten to the point where I'll do it, but I didn't do the Patriot the first day because it's interesting you bring up the stomach. Like, it got to a point where I'm like, I can't do any, like, I don't feel good. Like, I legit, my stomach is upset. Now, they all did the Patriot that first night. They all loved it. So then that's one of the rides they want to go back and do the second day. I got to do it. It's actually my favorite ride too. By the way, I've learned.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
The more I scream, the more fun I have. Like, my first ever like day on roller coasters. This is all the way back in St. Louis. We're talking like 08, 09. I didn't, like, I'm fairly quiet at times, which shocks people. You put a microphone in front of me, it just comes out. But outside of that, I can be fairly quiet. I didn't like make a peep the whole day. I have learned over time, the more I just scream and yell, the more fun I have. I don't know why. So I like screamed my lungs off on the Patriot. I had a blast. But so this was an interesting trip. Has anybody texted in, by the way?
Oh, yeah. There's a, all right, what do we got? A lot of different thoughts here.
What do we got?
6696 says, nope, it's a waste of time. Horns down says, the Mamba is the best. Agrees with me there. Right. Eric says, you reach a point in your life. I lost them. I don't know where. Oh, where roller coasters are no longer fun. So there's a great episode of Modern Family where Phil comes to that realization. Dave Braska says, not into scary rides or movies. I don't understand how one can like to be scared. Corey says, I used to absolutely love it. As I've aged, I could definitely feel it more, which is a bummer. I remember staying on the Boomerang at Worlds of Fun 7 to 8 times in a row while raining, and there was no one else on the ride. 2086 says, Worlds and Ocean Funs are amazing. The lines are not. And 7826 says, I love riding a roller coaster, but do not like waiting in the long lines.
Okay, so admittedly, we did the Fast Pass. My wife goes, should we do the Fast Pass? And I'm like, yes. And so we were the people that went to the front of the line that everyone else stared at.
Yes.
And you can get mad at me if you'd like. Everyone's eligible to buy the Fast Pass. I know economics. I get all of that. But I was like, I'm not going to ride roller coasters and stand in, it was 97 degrees, by the way. Oof. I'm not going to stand in 97 degree heat all day just to ride roller coasters. Maybe that, and I actually was like, maybe that's part of it. Because we went from coaster to coaster to coaster. Maybe my stomach didn't get a break. I don't know. I was done by the end of that first day. Like, I'm not riding anymore. The Boomerang is the one that ultimately got me. So you probably have done it, but you go, you do the loop-de-loop, you go all the way to the top, and then it stops, and then you do the whole thing.
Oh, yeah, backwards. Yeah, I like that one, yeah.
So I don't like big drops, but I love corkscrews, and I love going upside down. Those are things I actually like. The one roller coaster I didn't do was the Mamba. I was like, my stomach's upset, and those two drops they're ridiculous. I don't feel like dealing with that right now. So maybe next time. Got to give myself something to look forward to for next time, right?
That's what
I'm going to tell myself so I can feel better. But it was interesting because I had done a roller coasters. My wife loves them. She's jumped out of an airplane twice. She just did it for her 40th birthday. I think I talked about it on air here. Like, she loves that type of stuff. She wants to do bungee jumping. My dad looks at her and he's like, why do you jump out of a perfectly good airplane? What is wrong with you? Like, that's his attitude. And I kind of agree with him to a degree. But so she loves it. I've learned to tolerate it. My son had never done it before 2 Decembers ago. His 8th grade football team went down to Florida, played in Nationals. So we went, spent a whole day at SeaWorld and all this different stuff. And he'd never ridden a roller coaster. He wasn't a gigantic fan. He may or may not have passed out on the first two rides. We have pictures of him, and he's legit, like just out. But he's come a long ways. He's not crazy about that kind of stuff. None of our other kids had ever done it. None. So we're sitting here with five people, 14 and under, between the ages of 14 and 8, who've never done it. My 14-year-old daughter, every picture we have, my wife is smiling to the gills. I look like I'm taking on an offensive lineman in the middle of Oklahoma drill. I'm so intense. My son does as well. And my 14-year-old daughter, Addison, is just having the time of her life, like her mom. Just the every single picture, it would have been like the perfect school photo. She's so happy, such a big smile. So the question was the younger four. How are they going to do? I kind of figured Trinity would be okay. She's the 12-year-old. She tends to be more like her mom, a little bit more adventurous, things of that nature. She loved it. So how about the younger three? The twins did good. One of the twins tends to like those things more than the other, and that was pretty easy to call. They both did them. They both did them. In fact, Dakota probably did as many as I did. There was a few I had to sit. I'm like, my stomach is just not happy. But she did as many as I did, and she's 10. I'm 41. So I don't know what that says about me. The 8-year-old was the one I was concerned about. And what was interesting is we kind of worked our way up. We started small. And then we kind of went to the medium rides. And we thought we were on another medium ride. And then the descent starts. And I'm like, and I'm sitting next to her. Like, we paired off. The twins are together. The older daughters are together. My wife and son are together. And then it's me with the 8-year-old. And I'm like, oh, we're on a, how do we, because you can't see the whole ride from the line. I'm like, no. I know what this long descent up means. It means there's a sudden drop. And I look at her and she's next to me. She has no idea what's coming. I put my hand like next to her to try to steady her. And the drop hits and we're going. Man, she was not thrilled.
She didn't have fun.
She was not thrilled. She was not ready. But By the end of the day, she was doing every single roller coaster, including the Mamba. Mm. She did the Patriot multiple times. I forget what it's called. My wife would know. There's one where it takes you higher than everything else in the park, and then you circle around.
Okay.
And that's the other one I didn't do. Again, I got to have something to look forward to next time.
Jay. Yeah.
My 8-year-old did it. And her biggest complaint when she was done was that we weren't going to do it again. Like, she freaking loved it. So my family is a bunch of roller coaster rock stars. About three of us have a ways to go, but five of them did every single thing. So that was kind of cool. But it was like, man, how's this going to play out with some of these younger kids? How's it going to play out with some of the kids that I know may not be fans of this? To this day, the two roller coaster rides that stick out to me the most. The first one I ever did, my brother-in-law comes in town, his wife, and then my wife and me. So there's four of us. We didn't even have Jacob at the time. And the other three people love roller coasters, love the thought of jumping out of an airplane. I'm the one loner that's like sane, okay? It's just me that's halfway sane. At least that's how I see it. So I'm going to the roller coaster park there in St. Louis. I don't even remember what it's called. And I'm like, so Phil's my brother-in-law. He's the one that's all amped. And I'm just like, Phil, you're going to start me off on a small one, right? Like a medium. Like, if it's the freaking Ferris wheel, I don't care. Like, I've never done one before in my life. So the first one we do, we found out later in the day, was the second biggest one at the entire park. And that's how we started. But here's what freaked me out the most. So it was one of those that's supposed to lock in next to your stomach. You got to keep in mind, I'm like 310 pounds. The thing wouldn't entirely lock. And we start to go. And right before we're going to leave past the last attendant who's kind of checking on you, like, yeah, we're going, and he's kind of like waving to everybody. I'm like showing him that it's loose. He legit just shrugs his shoulders and waves. And I'm like, this is how it ends.
Yeah.
This is how it ends for me. A guy shrugging his shoulders who couldn't care less and waving at me.
Hey, teenager, help me.
Oh,
you know.
Man. I don't even know if that kid could drive. He didn't care.
Yeah.
He didn't care if I went flying. Obviously, nothing happened. I survived and was fine. That was one of the roller coaster rides that sticks out the most to me. The other one was actually in an airplane because it felt like a roller coaster. The bumpiest airplane ride I've ever had, it was my redshirt freshman year. I was going back home for spring break. And then when we came back for spring break, was going to be my first spring practice. So I'm going home and it was like up and down like a roller coaster. What makes me equate it to a roller coaster ride, other than it's the bumpiest plane ride I've ever been in. I don't know. My son's been on over 50 plane rides in his life. I've probably been on over 200, 300, 400. I don't know. Bumpiest plane ride ever. There were teenage girls behind me. I'm not making this up when I say they put their hands in the air and they were treating it like a roller coaster ride. Woo! Just up and down. It's been a while since I have been that peeved at somebody, but I couldn't say, they're teenage girls. I couldn't say anything. Plus I was freaking out. Just trying to breathe and not throw up. So those were the two roller coaster rides that stick out the most in my mind over the years. I've gotten to the point where I can actually enjoy them. For some reason, my stomach, when we went to SeaWorld and Disney World for the Nationals and football, by the end of the day, I could feel my stomach a little, but it wasn't crazy. Like, I think it's because we were doing more rides, you know, because we're spoiled and got the fast pass. Like, my stomach was done with about 2 to 3 hours to go. I couldn't do anything else. But I've actually gotten to the point where I can enjoy them. I think one thing that's always freaked me out is I'm big. I don't fit in things. I've been in situations where nobody else has an issue and I have to get out because things are fogging up or because it's not built for me. And so in the back of my mind, Kenny Wilhite just texted me. He must be listening. Shout out, Kenny. Six Flags in St. Louis. Yes, that's okay, what it was. I just blocked it from my memory. The first roller coaster ride just damaged me for life, man. The guy just shrugging and waving. Like, well, if you live, you live. If you don't, you don't. But I've gotten to the point where I actually enjoy roller coaster rides. My stomach, for some reason, does get unhappy. But in the back of my mind, it was always that thing of, if something's going to happen and go wrong, it's going to happen to me because of my size. And I had to kind of let that go in order to enjoy these rides. And it helps now that I'm 275 versus 315, 305, 310. There was one ride I did have to get off before we left. It was really tight to my stomach, but there was no leg room. In fact, Jacob turned around and looked at me. He goes, how are you sitting in this? And I'm with my knee that's had six surgeries. I was like, I looked at the guy. I'm like, can I loosen this? He goes, no, I go, so I can't loosen this. He goes, no, I have to get out because my knee was not going to make it. So I did have to get out of that ride because I'm a big, gigantic wuss, but I'm going to blame it on my knee because it was not going to make it. But I don't know. Anything else from the text line? Any other final thoughts? We weren't going to spend the whole first segment on it, but there you go. Adam Carriker and Jake Bakoven, thoughts on roller coasters. Anything else from the text line before we go?
Not necessarily. I wondered if the Timberwolf was open because I don't know if you rode the Timberwolf. It's
Yeah.
That's the Timberwolf experience generally, is that it's closed for termites because it's a wooden roller coaster. What? Every time I've went there, except for I think once, and I've been several times. Like I said, it's kind of the destination for I think a lot of people here in Lincoln. It's always closed because of termites. And the one time I did ride it, it was so shaky and awful. That would have ruined your stomach. It did mine. Ooh, that might have been where I turned on roller coasters.
The Timberwolf was closed. The first one we did, it was designed to be this way, but it was very clickety, clangety, shake. Like, it's supposed to give you that feel. So that was the first one we weren't ready for. And my 8-year-old actually handled somewhat pretty well. The Boomerang I really liked. The Patriot I really liked. The Mamba, the one that takes you way up and spins you. I'm saving that for next time.
Yeah. Know?
But I've actually learned to have fun. With Oceans of Fun, you can tell the priority is Worlds of Fun there, and that's fine. How do you feel about, and again, this is me being like, if something's going to go wrong, it's going to happen to me because of my size. How do you feel about the long, like, rides where you're just in a deep, dark tunnel?
Yeah, I like those ones. I've been in those ones. Yeah.
I don't. I'm like, if somebody's going to get stuck, it's going to be me. In fact, I asked the one lady one time because I did one of them. I go, has anybody ever gotten stuck in here? She looked at me like I was an idiot. And she goes, no. And I was like, okay, all right. Thanks for asking, answering my question there. All right, ladies and gentlemen, when we come back, I promise we're going to dive into a whole lot of Husker football talk. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
A BetterHelp ad. Lewis Capaldi partnered with BetterHelp to get word out about how important therapy can be.
And I struggle most weeks to like get up, get myself up and ready and go to therapy or, you know, whatever. Like even like to open the laptop to talk to my therapist sometimes can be really difficult. But I do it because I realise how important it is for me to continue to feel good. Like, 'cause I felt the best I've felt in a long time through therapy.
Learn more about online therapy at betterhelp.com.